AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says two milestones will be reached today. 150 million people with at least one shot and 110 million fully vaccinated. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says case numbers continue to drop.
Our seven-day average is about 45,800 cases per day, a decrease of about 13% from our prior seven-day average, and another hopeful sign that we are on the right track.
Zients says Pfizer is getting paperwork together to get full approval from the FDA for its coronavirus vaccine.
Pfizer has announced that it has initiated its application for full approval, and we anticipate that it'll complete that application across the coming weeks.
Pfizer received emergency use authorization in December. Since then, they've delivered more than 170 million doses. Today is Numbers Day at the Labor Department.
The employment report was severely disappointing.
Just 266,000 jobs were added last month, sharply lower than in March, and a sign some businesses are struggling to find enough workers. Economist Diane Swonk says more people are looking for work.
There is some sort of wading into the waters here. That's very important to see people throwing their hat in the ring and looking for jobs. We need them doing that.
Some unemployed people have also been reluctant to look for work because they fear catching the virus. A federal grand jury indicted the four former Minneapolis police officers involved in the death of George Floyd and his arrest, accusing them of willfully violating Floyd's constitutional rights. Derek Chauvin is one of the four. He was convicted on state charges of murder and manslaughter. A judge ruled the family of a black man, Andrew Brown Jr., who was shot and killed in his car by sheriff's deputies in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, will only be shown a fraction of body camera footage that was taken. This is AP News. Atlanta's mayor is talking about her surprise decision not to run for re-election.
Someone said to me yesterday, whatever you do, don't cry.
Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, a black woman President Biden once considered as a running mate, says she won't run for mayor again. And she says it's not that she wouldn't win.
Nearly 70% of the people in this city still like me.
She wrote in an open letter Thursday night that she prayed about this decision with her husband, Derek, saying at a press conference Friday morning,
I don't know what's next for me personally and for our family.
She mentioned the CEO of Walgreens calling her a friend whom she loves dearly, but Mayor Bottoms denied reports that she would take a job with that company. I'm Rita Foley.
Police say more than two dozen people were recovered from a big rig that was stopped near San Antonio, including one person who was taken to a hospital and treated for dehydration. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.